seconded by Ms. Triana Lopez.
Ms. Lopez, who has Ms. Lopez? Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct the hearing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, Honorable Mr. Johnson will chair your hearing now. Just hold on.
Okay.
Ms. Lopez, could you please just state your name? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Will you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Sure. It's Triana Lopez, and my ADC number is 297012.
Okay, Ms. Lopez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, and I'm going to be acting as your panel chair this morning. And also with us representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Oliveri.
Hello.
Ms. Lopez, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form invited during this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Prior to this hearing, you received and signed a notification form inviting you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing the form notifying you of your hearing today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also informed you that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you could hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have five allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about October 25th, 2017 per the task GCMS lab report dated November 3rd, 2017. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. The next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on September 26, 2017 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated November 3rd, 2017. Is that true or false?
Sure.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about October 25, 2017 per the TASC GCMS lab report dated November 3rd, 2017. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer to attend, participate, and complete the Residential Community Behavioral Modification BRAVE program at 7114 North 66 Drive in Glendale on or about November 1st, 2017, as directed in writing on October 31st, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Ms. Lopez, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. And then the final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and complete the Residential Community Behavioral Modification Program at Rebase 7114 North 66 Drive, Glendale, Arizona, as directed on October 31st, 2017. Is that true or false, Ms. Lopez?
It's true.
Okay. Based on the admission of Mrs. Lopez, I'm going to move to find that she was delinquent, that she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, and that she may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Really? Okay, Ms. Lopez, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. What phase two of there would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you and go over some information and then get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Amanda Lopez was released from the Department of Corrections on April 20th of 2017. She was arrested on March 3rd of 2018 by Phoenix PD on Abscondo Run only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. She has 122 days abscond. Her projected supervision end date will be on August 18th of 2018. Current convictions, 2014, narcotic drug violation, 4 years, and also in 2014, theft, 2 years, 6 months. There are no prior convictions noted. She has only one term with ADC. Senior and IR scores are 3-3, mental health score of 1, and substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. She has minimal disciplinary history. It should be noted that since her return back to ADC custody, she did receive a major for promoting prison contraband on March 5th of 2018 at approximately 12:27 hours. For a violator, Lopez, number 297012, was seen throwing a medical drink and an unknown item into the trash can inside the intake medical office. Upon examination of the item, a small pouch containing a black tar-like substance, a small pouch containing a black tar-like residue, and a piece of plastic wrap. For a violator, Lopez admitted to having the items and stated she found them in the bathroom. Sergeant Owens, number 3966, verbally advised for a violator, Lopez of disciplinary on March 5th of 2018 at approximately 12:40 hours. There are no other arrests noted, and her community risk level is a G1B1.
Okay, Ms. Lopez, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with the friend at 2763 West Sunside Group and Group Drive in Queen Creek, Arizona. That was the only address that they known for you. Who resided at that address?
That's actually my cousin. He is a correctional officer for CCA out in Eloy. He's my blood cousin relative.
Okay. So, that was the last known residence that you had, was actually there with your cousin?
Yes.
So it says that you obtained employment at Change 3 at 7720 East Redfield in Scottsdale. But they weren't able to verify. Were you still working there, or what happened?
I was working there. I actually took off time so that I could get into a treatment facility, and I was being selfish. I was getting high. I was being stupid. I got complacent of where I came from and what I've been through, and I do still have employment with them. I have a left in good standings, and I do have actually another job as well as soon as I'm released. I am apprenticing, doing tattoo work. I'm also a professional airbrush artist, so I do a lot of artwork, and I have work lined up and ready to go.
Okay, it says that on 4/27 you were referred to task for random urinalysis. Your color was ivory. We were responsible for submitting samples as follow on May 24th, June 26th, and July 17th, along on August 28th of 17th, and your sample submitted produced negative results. Then, it seems like on September 17th, September 12th, and then October 24th, you failed to submit UAs. Then on September 26th and October 25th, samples submitted produced positive results for methamphetamine and heroin. Then on, looks like May 27th of 17, during the contact visit with P.O. Vaughn, you were directed to attend and participate and complete the SAGE counseling program due to your being a SB 1291 release. However, you completed SAGE counseling on July 26th of 17. What happened? Why did you were doing good. What happened? Why did you relapse?
I was working. The SAGE counseling program was amazing. I absolutely loved it. I should have done further classes with them. I was working from home, and then I was doing tattooing on the side, and I got overwhelmed. I got complacent. I went into tattooing, and there were people getting high. I thought I was stronger than that, and I had told Officer Vaughn that he needed some help, and when he came down, I got scared. I didn't want to come back to prison, but in the long run, this is what it does. It makes you come back here, and I messed up.
So you said you went where?
I do a tattooing. I'm a tattoo artist, so I would do tattoo parties. It would be where me and another artist would meet with a few people, and so it would be like a multiple tattoos going on, or multiple people getting tattoos in one night, and it was just the wrong crowd, and I wasn't strong enough.
So then your PO had you to get involved in the intake program at V-Bay. Why didn't you go ahead and get into the program?
I was scared of going and getting medicated for a substance that I was never using, and then coming right back out and using it again. So I'm being selfish.
Okay. I understand that you were being selfish, but Ms. Lopez, it doesn't look like you had a lot of a criminal record except for the narcotics, the drug use. If you could get off the drugs, it looks like you would be probably being pretty productive out there.
I do have a sponsor. It's a really good friend of mine who's actually a counselor at Community Bridges. And I'm done.
Okay. You were in a sponsor for 122 days, so what were you doing for 122 days while you were absconding? Where were you staying at?
Most of the time I was staying in the ICU unit with my mother. She has neuropathy, and she also has a type 2 diabetic. She was getting her foot and her toes amputated from gangrene. So the majority of that time I was actually in Banner Baylor Hospital on Power and Broadway with my mother.
Uh-huh.
Not the entire 122 days, obviously. I would say about half of those days. Other than that, I was from friend to friend, and how that whole scenario goes.
So why did you contact your PO?
I changed my number. I was scared. I let him down. He was very awesome. He wanted to help me out, and I didn't know what to do at that point.
What about?
I know I violated, and I'm scared to come back to prison.
Yeah, I'm sure probably, you say you were staying with your cousin who was a correction officer. I'm pretty sure he probably, your cousin was probably trying to get you to turn yourself in.
Yes, he was. He was trying to get me out. When he did pick me up on March 3rd, I was actually helping a friend move on 75th Avenue and McDowell, and I had just the week before we had talked to my cousin, and we were looking at treatment facilities because I was ready to stop. I'm just ready to stop. I almost lost my mother, and I lost my father 10 years ago, and I'm done with this. I'm over it.
Okay, you said
back in Orange.
You're saying that that you're done with it and that you're over it, and that but since you've been back incarcerated, you got a ticket for promoting prison contraband, and you had a black tar residue, and you admitted to having those items. So if you say you're over it, when is the point that you are over it? I mean, you are out. And you were using, you're in prison, and it appears that you're still using. When you get to a point that you're over it?
I actually was killing that ticket. The item was found in the trash can. I was in a medical examination room getting a pap smear done, and I had to use the medical drink to clean myself, and I stuck it in the trash can. I didn't admit to having anything on me, and I am appealing my ticket. I'm in the process of the appeal of that ticket.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, Ms. Lopez. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Just one. Ms. Lopez, were you physically living in Queen Creek?
Were they physically living in
Queen Creek? Yeah, at that house.
I was living there until I had violated him.
Okay, but then you were working in Scottsdale, but was that online, so you didn't have to go all the way to Scottsdale?
Yes, Yes, ma'am. I worked for Tel Aviv for 2 years while I was incarcerated, and when I got released, it was the same type of work.
I love Tel Aviv. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I was actually, we would go to the Scottsdale office a couple times a week just to meet with our coworkers and also to collaborate on different, it was a technology company, right. IBM services, so we would also collaborate and see,
it just seemed like a really long commute from Eloy to Scottsdale for a job.
I only went once or twice a week. Yeah, it was very, depending on what time I left to go there, it was about an hour, hour and a half.
Right. And then you also mentioned that you were staying a lot with your mother in the hospital. Was it like they had a family suite or something and you could stay there?
Well, she was in the ICU unit and power, and I was just sleeping in the recliner with her.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay. Ms. Lopez, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to us going into discussion without repeating yourself, Ms.?
I know I got this. I know I can do this. I messed up. And I'm not taking full responsibility for my actions. I really let my PO down, and he was awesome. And that's one thing that I say that I can regret from that. Officer Vaughn was amazing, and I should have picked him up.
Okay. Ms. Lopez, the board's going to go into discussion. During this time, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. And after we complete the discussion, we'll get back with you, but you'll be able to hear the discussion in the board during that period of time, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. It seems as though Ms. Lopez says that she's ready to turn that corner and get herself together. However, she did relapse while she was out. She was absconded for 122 days, and although she says she's appealing this ticket that she received while she's been back in the institution for promoting prison contraband and admitted to having some items, however, she's saying that she only admitted having some items from the pep smear, so that's still up to her as she's appealing that process. However, I think Ms. Lopez may feel as though she's ready to turn the corner, but she really hasn't made that real decision, that real harsh decision to turn the corner. She'll be released on August 18th of this year, and if she takes the remaining time that she has left in there and really gets serious about maybe taking AA or NA or any classes that she can take or participate in that could assist her with her drug program, and then come up with a plan, work with a CO3 there to come up with a plan so that when she's released, that she'll have a plan, she'll be able to get out, be a productive citizen, and really take care of herself, that she doesn't have to have any negative contacts with law enforcement again. And I really hope that she gets to a point where she wants to make those changes for herself. She said she let her PO down, she let her cousin down, but she has to first concentrate and focus on herself, that she let her own self down by doing that. And I really think that she can, if she's really willing to turn that corner, that she can make a difference in her life and make a difference in what's going to happen with her the rest of her life. That's my opinion at this point, but I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision. Ms. Lopez finds that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, had a lapse of about the last one from her wage of company, as she was absconded for 122 days, and she had resorted back to using drugs, heroin, and meth. And meth. That is going to be my motion.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Lopez?
Yes.
The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 18, 2018. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. But Ms. Lopez, we do feel as though if you're really sincere in turning that corner and not doing any drugs, you have a very limited criminal history that we have here, that you haven't been incarcerated that much. You only have this incident that occurred in 2014 for narcotic drugs and a theft, which are all probably related to each other. But if you're serious about turning that corner for yourself, You know, it's obvious that other people believed in you, your PO believed in you, your cousin believed in you, and taking that risk of letting him come and stay at his house. And you believe in yourself, get involved in some programs, show them and yourself that you can be a positive person and try to get off those drugs. And you know that's a hard thing to do, but take this time period that you have in there to make that turn so that when you get out, you can prove to everyone that you are a good person, you can be a productive person out there, and that you will be a successful person out there, okay? That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, okay? Thank you for taking the time and opportunity to participate.
Thank you.